Wagwan, everybody. Hawa. Mishindaje. Welcome back. My name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel. And welcome to Just Chat Podcast, part 2 of episode 20. On self-discipline, guys. This is gonna be awesome. Stay tuned, man. I am excited. Yo, guys. What's up, everybody? I hope mko salama. It's a week before we last talked. How has your week been? How have you been? How has life been? You know, has it been with ups and downs, highlights, or, you know, wacky Wednesdays and stuff like that? Well, personally, I've been okay. I've been really good. Happy for the blessings, grateful. I've learned a lot. Yeah, I've had time to, you know, process, you know, listen to myself, and yeah, and it's interesting. So without further ado, welcome to Just Chat Podcast. This is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel. This is part 2, as I said, of, you know, the self-discipline topic. Yeah, you know, last time we talked about the 10 characteristics of self-discipline. If you want to listen to that, you can just tune into the one just down below this podcast, just down there, just literally down there. And yeah, so you can listen to what we talked about. So you guys, hey, my week has been nice. Yeah, there was no more maandamano. Protests were put to, do we say order? I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, no, there were no protests on Monday. Yeah, so people who had probably gone out on Sunday, they were like, fuck, yeah, no going to work on Monday, just woke up to, or probably slept to news of, yo, Kowera, you're working, and probably they were quite far or something. But yeah, it would be an interesting type of day for most people. But yeah, we started doing gigs. It's really nice. It's interesting. You feel like, yeah, it's really, yeah. Anyway, guys. I know we up a lot here, but anyway, welcome once again. Morocco is still listening in. Thank you again. And to anyone else who is a new listener right now, welcome. This is Just Chat Podcast. We let loose here. We do not judge. We just flow with the rhythm and definitely talk about real issues that definitely affect us day in, day out. And of course, the mental aspect to us growing to become potential successful people who have families probably, or their personal lives, you know, to grow into. Yeah, so without proceeding with so much, today we are definitely continuing. We are talking about 7 keys to self-discipline. We talked about the characteristics. Now we are at the 7 keys, guys. Some of them actually are very closely related, if you ask me. Yeah. But yes. So, enjoy. Yeah, just got a chill day. Yeah. Working from home. Your social media is quite interesting. Needs a lot of focus and research and all that. That's, I love doing that. So anyway, key number one. Me badun koko characteristics, guys. Yeah. Thank you for the feedback, actually, from that. It was really good. Thank you so much. Yeah, number one. You remember, in the characteristics, we talked about something about purpose. Now here, we are talking about creating a purpose. It gives you a sense of direction, if you ask me, you know, you wanting to do something and you creating a purpose in your head, you're like, this is who I am, this is where I want to be. Your mind just literally just goes wild, guys. Like, wow. It's like when you pour some, what's it called? Some oil on a rusty, you know, padlock, and then probably it was really, really rusty, it wasn't moving, and then all of a sudden it starts going round, it's smooth and all that. So you creating a purpose in your head literally gives you a hyperactive type of, you know, psychology, if that makes sense. Yeah, so your brain is just like, yeah, we have to do this, this is where we're going, this is where we're getting to. So sometimes you just even find yourself going on autopilot because you're so used to it, and your mind definitely knows, and you know that literally you have something that you want to achieve, bruh, it will definitely just motivate you to become a better version of yourself any day. I mean, it can be anything, like progressing in any single thing that you want right now. Think about it. Number two, finding role models. This podcast is definitely going to be a little bit shorter than the other one, because the other one is quite intense, you know, intros and stuff. But anyway, finding role models before we drift, guys. So in the characteristics, we also talked about role models, and still here the same thing. A role model can just is a person who definitely pushes you and you feel like they are in the right direction, and you see them actually achieving things that you also want to be part of your life. You know, you want bigger things, but you feel like, yeah, this is a person who can actually guide me. So yeah, finding a role model definitely has to be part of the keys of self-discipline, because it's definitely mental. And if you find a person who has already achieved, you are also triggered to want to always live a lifestyle close to theirs, or even way better than theirs, or like them, you know. Basically, it's definitely in the head. Number three, translating your vision to reality. Now here we in the characteristics, we definitely had that thing we're implementing in our heads. Our sensory satisfaction was like, yes, positive. So right now in the keys, since we already learned about that, you definitely have to translate that vision into reality. So this means, have you created something, and have you approached the right people who you actually want to talk to, and they're like, yeah, I can actually help you in this. I can actually guide you so that you can meet people. I can chip in financially in any way. So trust me, if you never try it, you will never learn or probably know that maybe it could have gone so well. You know, just going into, not budging, and just going into an office, you know, be like the Joker, smile a little. You're like, hi, I'm here to see, you know, you've done your research, definitely. And they're like, yeah, do you ever know, but Ali, we already talked on phone, and yeah, they're expecting me right now. So please, if you could allow me, I'm almost late. They just open the door for you. You're very nice. And they're like, yeah, so just go in and introduce yourself. You're like, sorry, I had to lie palembele, but, you know, this is what's up, you know. The person will be like, okay, so you went through all this to actually... That doesn't mean that you do exactly that, but there's so many ways of approaching someone or something that you really want to do that will actually lead you to seeing a positive outcome from the decision or activity you did, you know. So always try and translate that vision to reality. It takes simple steps, baby steps in starting. It may take milestones, but trust me, it's always worth it. Definitely worth it, guys. Making up your mind, definitely worth it. So going to a key issue, this is definitely mental, and this is a decision you make, that you should always have an all-encompassing flame of emotion. And this means let it flow, let it, if it's negative, if it's positive, let it spark you to actually want to achieve more. You know, if it's something like you went through a loss business-wise, you're like, yo, this is a well lesson learned. I can definitely maneuver a trigger that will definitely crisis manage what actually happened. And if it's positive, you're like, hell yeah, you know, I'm feeling it. Let me treat myself once in a while, you know, have that extra, you know, bag for yourself that definitely this is not touched by anyone else but from you. When it comes to the time of you wanting to spend it on yourself, feel good, buy something, treat someone with it. I mean, it's your decision, but it's definitely your money. Like, you've just kept it for yourself. You feel me? That's a really nice feeling. Very nice feeling. Yeah, guys, so I hope you're all chilling. I hope whatever you're doing this morning, afternoon, or evening is nice and very, very interactive. I hope you're learning. This is very nice. I liked the way you all commented, you know. Yeah, so we're moving swiftly. We are loving it. That was definitely a nice introduction. Yeah, so let's continue, guys. Eh? So, this always comes in, it will require the characteristics, but number 5 is planning. Proper planning. Just to be precise, everything needs planning. Like, even when you're waking up, you're going to the shower, you're already planned. It's automatic, it goes on autopilot, but it's already planned, it's in your system, so you already put it there. It's like a calendar reminder. If you've already put it there, so it's definitely going to do its job. As simple as that. So you just need to plan and make it proper. Just strategize, do your research if you have to, meet the right people if it's part of your planning. Just as simple as that. Before you get to the final agenda, always make sure you have like a backup of every single thing that you've done prior before you actually get to the outcome. Because, you know, getting a positive outcome definitely had like crazy plop. Yeah, but anyway, it had proper planning in the background. Yeah, so number 6. So after planning, it's implementing, guys. So whatever you have done, whatever you have literally put in place for you to actually get to that final outcome, just now implement it. Go for it. You will always have self-doubt, trust me. Even the most successful people always have self-doubt. It doesn't mean that they, when they wake up, they're like, yeah, this is something we actually, sometimes they're like, whoa, what the hell did I get myself into? But they are always perseverance, and they are always happy with what they do because they always see a positive outcome. It may be, maybe this is helping people, maybe this is helping my family. People always have different motivations as to why they want to achieve something in life. So always find your trigger. Always look at that moment in life and always see the future, guys. Like, you daydreaming does not mean you're going wild. If the people, if those people around you have a problem of you, like, yo guys, to Bahamas, man, yo, kwa ye gari. If they have a problem, just, I'd advise you to just try and talk to them. And if they try, don't try and, you know, accommodate you or fix it, man, move on. It's never that serious, because your future is what matters. Because if you have your own life, your own stuff to do, does not mean that they will always be involved in every single thing or detail you're going to be in your personal life. So that's an ultimate decision you have to make. And sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good, but it always has a good outcome and experience out of it. That's what I see. So yeah, maybe think about it. But yo guys, don't forget implementing. That's point number 6. Point number 7, number saba, saba ni number saba. That reminded me of the saba saba thing in Kenya. That was crazy, man. Anyway, that's, you can go check it out, you know, just type saba saba on Google, you'll see it. It was a saga in Kenya, but yeah. Yeah, guys, yeah. So number 7 is persistence and perseverance. Perseverance. What's that in French, guys? Or Spanish, or whatever language you speak, apart from English or Swahili? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. This is always the key. Self-discipline definitely pushes you to be a perseverant person and a persistent person. Sometimes some decisions are very, very hard to make. Sometimes some decisions are very tricky, because you never know the outcome, but you just have to persist and see positivity in it. Because trust me, manifesting does happen. Yeah, it's not just the crazy things you watch and you're like, oh, this is just some... Yeah, no, it does actually happen. You give, you get. whatever you desire, you will always have it. It's just up to you to make an effort. And trust me, the universe does give you and pay you back. So that was part two, guys. Super short, super simple. I didn't want to take much of your time. You know, maybe you were right there. You know, it's a very unpredictable season in Kenya because it's raining, but it's not raining. But when it rains, you'll probably be alone. But when it rains, you want to be with someone or, you know, you know. Yeah, man, you know. Anyway, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch me next time, same place, on Wednesday. Don't forget, it's just literally a week. I'll be right here. And if you have any topic that you'd like me to talk about, don't forget, you can catch me on Instagram at Danny the Storyteller. That with a single L on Storyteller. Don't ask me why. And what else? Yeah, let's just do Instagram for now, guys, yeah. So yeah, you can also follow me there. And don't forget, I'm also on Spotify at Danny the Storyteller. This one has a double L. Guys, don't get confused. guys, wagwan. See you on the next one, man. Blessings, blessings, and stay woke. Don't forget, success is the best revenge. Wazi, wazi. Yo, guys, I almost forgot. So if y'all would like to be featured, just hit me up. And don't forget to subscribe, bana. Aye, subscribe down there. Yeah, support the craft. Aye, ciao.